We're starting Daf Nun Aleph. And we're starting the Mishnah. Ain poidim loy ba'avodim, v'loy b'shtarois, v'loy b'kakois. We know, we said before in the Mishnah that Pidyon HaBen, you could use Shava Kasef. But you can't use everything that's Shava Kasef. You cannot use Avodim. If you want to be poidim with Avodim, you can't use Avodim. You can't use Shtarois, and you can't use Karkarka. V'loy b'akdeshes, you can't use Hekdesh either. And then we'll explain what that means. Obviously, you can't use Hekdesh, it doesn't belong to you. Tomorrow we'll explain that. So you can't be do Pidyon HaBen with Avodim, Shtarois, Karkois, or Hekdeshes. Cost of Lekoyin Shu Chayiv, Litein Chemish Shlom. Let's say he wrote to the Kohen, here's, I'm giving you a star, I owe you 5 Shlom. So Chayiv Litein, you have to give him because you wrote a star. Obunoy Ene Padi, but the Pidyon HaBen does not work. And the Gemara will explain that also. Lefikachem Rotza Kohen, Litein Matana Rishoyi. So here, the Kohen now got back another 5 Shlom. If he wants, he can give it back if he wants. But if not, you know, he still has to get another 5 Shlom in order to have Pidyon HaBen. Because the first one did not work since it came with a star of I owe you. And therefore, if he wants to make the guy feel better, he give him back. But the first pidyon HaBen does not work. And we will explain that. One more halacha in the Mishnah. Mafresh pidyon benoy. Let's say someone sets aside 5 shlom for the pidyon HaBen, va'avad, they got lost. Chayiv v'achriyusoy. He's chayiv in the achrayis, and he has to pay, you know, if he gets lost, he still has to pay up. Shenema yielecho podoy sifta. Yielecho podoy sifta, and make a drasha. In the pasuk, this is talking to the kohen. The kohen says, "Yilecha, you should have 5 shlom, and then upad the sifter, then it'll be paida." So you see, you have to have the 5 shlom in your pocket, the kohen, in order to make it a pidyon. Zot gemara vayta, mastisim deloy karevi. Our mishnah that says you cannot use avodim, shtaris, karkois, and akdeshos is not like Rebbe. Why? The Tanya Rebbe Eimer. Rebbe makes the drasha. The Bima Chaykes had to make the drashas of what you're allowed to use for pidyon HaBen. The Tanya Rebbe Eimer. It says in the pasuk. We'll see this, that b'chol poydim b'chol adam, everything chutz min hashtaros. My timer, according to Rebbe, in the pasuk of Mivuyer, you're allowed to pidyon HaBen with everything besides one thing, shtaros. My timer, the Rebbe darish ribuy umiyat. He darishes a riba umiyat, not a klal prat a klal, but riba umiyat a riba. How does that work? It says in the pasuk of Feduyav ben chodesh tifta riba. That's mashma. You can use anything for pidyon. Be'erkecha kesef chametz shkolim. That sounds like dafka 5 shkolim money, miyat. Then it says tifta again. And actually the word tifta, it says twice before, but we use this, we put it like make-believe it's afterwards. And it comes that riba, tifta is riba, riba, omiyat, riba, akal, yimarba everything. My Ravi call Mili. Yimarba everything could be shava kasef. My miyat, what do you exclude from using Pidyon HaBen? Miyat shtaris. We say you cannot use shtaris. Why not? Because shtaris, the halach is by riba miyat riba, it's a little different than cloud, prat the cloud. The way it works is, you marba everything, and the miyat is only miyat one thing. So miyat, the least mamonistic thing, which is a star, which is not, doesn't have any gufe mamon. There's no value, inherent value of star. It's called ain gufe mamon. And therefore, we're going to miyat one thing, going to exclude one thing, we're excluding stars. That's how Rebbe makes the drasha of the two of tiftes and the kesef shkol in the middle. Rabbanon, darshi klal prat. He darshi the klal prat a klal. Ufaduyu ben chodesh klal. But ekcha kesef chamish shkolim. That's a prat that says specifically to have a kesef. Tifta, which is a ribu yichosh of a klal. Klal uprat a klal. You have to don elakein a prat. When you have a klal uprat a klal, it means you marba everything, but it has to be similar to the prat. So that automatically excludes more things. And we say ma prat mafurish dava metaltel. It has to be dava metaltel. Something like a move, which is money, and therefore there has to be something that can move. And it has to be a goofy moment. It has to be something that has inherent value. I've called Dova Metalta a goofy moment. The only thing that can be used for Shava Kesef is Dova Metalta a goofy moment. Coming to exclude, Yotsu Karka Oyes Shem Metaltam. Karka, even though it has a real value, but you can't metaltle it. And Yotsu Avod, most you can't use. Why? I can metaltle it, and it's goofy moment. The reason you can't use it is Shahuksu Lukakoyes, because the Hekesh to Karkoyes, it says, Vistachaltam Oysam Levnechem. So there's a hekesh to karkois, and yotzu shtaris. Obviously, metaltim. Even though you can move it, ain't gufei mamon. It's not gufei mamon. So at the end of the day, we're saying there's a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. Chachamim hold you can't be paid not avodim, not shtaris, not karkois. And according to Rebbe, only shtaris you can't do it. And why? Because Rebbe darshan riba amir to riba, and the Rabbanan darshan klal prada klal. So it comes that our mishnah is not like Rebbe, because our mishnah excludes avodim and karkois as well as shtaris. Zot the Gemara, Amle Rebbe Lameim, have a Rebbe, Ribui, Umiyut Darsh. Does Rebbe, is that normal thing for Rebbe? Daus is Reba Miat? But Rebbe called a Prat Daus. He Daus is called a Prat. I'll show you where by Matzeah. By the Alacha, or is that after 6 years, if he wants to stay, you make a hole in his ear with a Matzeah, which is like, it's called an awl. It's a type of like drill. And maybe only that, how you not use a different tool, the Tanya. Matzeah, Ilila Matzeah. Menayla Rabbis Hasul Basira, those are both like thorns or twigs made out of wood. Ba'machat ba'makdeach, those metal type of a needle, a makdeach is like a drill. Ba'michtov is a metal like a pen that you write on wax. How do you allow to use those sharp objects? Tamaloyim avalakachta, it's a ribu. The rabbi is called dov, shmilk of a yad. Anything you can take by hand. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So he holds that you marba all those things, and the only thing you mayit is sam, is poison. It has to be dafka metal, and it will come out a seer and a sul and a siro, and not be good for Marzea. Why? Because it's not metal. But I mean, what's the machlekes Rebbe and Reish Yehuda? One allows the thorns, one does not allow the thorns. What's the machlekes? But I mean, my kamefagi Rebbe darshi klal darsh klali aprati. He darshins klal aprat klal, and therefore you have yemarbe. Everything, including all, even the twigs. Lekacht is klal, Marzei is prat, Venasata ba'ozna is a klal, and just like, what? I'm saying...
You're saying
klal, prat, klal. Right, Rebbe Dash is klal, prat, klal. You're right. Rebbe Dash is klal, prat, klal. That has to be in a prat. Right, exactly. Rebbe holds that it has to be metal. Why? Because Dash is lekacht a klal, Marzei a prat, Venasata ba'ozna is a klal, and just like the prat is mateches, is metal, therefore, everything else has to be similar metal. So Rebbe here darshins klal prat klal, and not like we had by us, where darshins ribu miyit by the shava kasek pidi aben. Rabbi Yehuda darshin ribu miyit, and we said the Rabbi Yehuda holds imarba everything. The only thing even mayate is sam, is poison, but everything else is rabba. So the question is, why is Rebbe here say klal prat klal, and by us by pidi aben he says ribu umiyit the ribu. So you're right. In Ba'alma Rebbe Klal Prat Darshi Darshi Prat Klal Prat Klal Prat Klal V'Hachal K'Tanad Be'er V'Shmol. Here's a special reason why Darshin's Ribui. By us, a special reason why Darshin's Ribui. Because here, the two Klal are next to each other. Where do you find such idea? K'Tanad Be'er V'Shmol. K'Tanad Be'er V'Shmol. B'mayim B'mayim. We learned in Masechet Chulin, there's a whole Shailam of Din Snapir V'Kaskeses is even in little rivers, or a different like well, in a well, different type of waters. So we make a drasha, b'mayim, shtei pa'amim, and we dash in riba miyat uriba, because the two klalim are next to each other. Shtei pa'amim, ain't that klal prat, al riba umiyat. And Rabbanan say, no, amu kemirim ha'rava, komakum shetam ha'yitzu shtei klal, he says, smukum zelzeh, hat a prat b'neim, you put the prat in between them, and then klal prat. So here, by Pidyon HaBen, the two tiftas are before that says Kesef Chamesh Shkalim. It says Loshem Mehema Tmeya Tifta or Peduyev Ben Chayish Tifta Berakcha Kesef Chamesh Shkalim. It says Peduyev Ben Chayish and then it says Tifta, then it says Berakcha Kesef Chamesh Shkalim. It says two klal next to each other, and the Beir Rabbi Shmuel says we have two klal next to each other. It always is a riba me at the riba. I guess it just sounds like more ribui, and therefore here Rebbe will agree, even though usually he darshins klal uprat klal, here he will agree that it's a riba umiyat. Ooh, be a riba, me at the riba.